Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Sir, how you doing? How you doing? Woo, that's more like it.
Woke up yesterday morning feeling fine. Got Manchester United 4-1 on my mind. The boys playing amazing football at Old Trafford. Unbelievable.
Four-something's back on the menu. Happy to see it. A lot of intensity in the team, bro. A notable drop, but a lot of boys on the hop, if you will. Everybody running around. Everybody was running around yesterday, I'll tell you that.
Something's clicking for this squad. Mata back in the side again. I mean, he was critical in the opposition's final third. I mean, Juan Mata, the number eight, when he's on, he is truly on, sir.
He's on. Rashford had a great game. I thought Herrera had a great game. Lukaku played his part. It was a good team performance. It's what we need. You're playing against the worst team in the league. You bash them. Right? Give the fans what they want.
Playing football the Busby way,
look
sir.
Like it,
what do
look
you
like
think?
It.
It's
like
been
it.
A while since the boys have just put on that shirt, come out, and just smacked an opposition. Attack, attack, attack. We wanted the win. We were hungry for the win. Our class showed. It's traditional Manchester United football. That's why we're a fan of this club. That's why they fill those seats in Manchester.
I like it when it's filled, bro. I mean, this is a team that, like, the gulf in class was apparent from the beginning of the game. But unlike previous times in the last 12 months, the last 6 months, dude, we put them under the knife, right? Like, put pressure on them, finished early and often, and we were three up in the first half. So that's definitely new, sir. It's been a while since we scored four goals. We had to look it up the last time we scored four goals.
Yeah, no. So the last time you Manchester United won 4-1 at home at Old Trafford, Alex and I were there November 18th, 2017, for that 4-1 beating at Old Trafford. That was a great game.
Hell of a game. That was like
cold, rainy night in Manchester.
I think Pogba had a long absence from injury. He just came back, and they just
bossed the game.
Bro.
Yeah, it's been a while since
Newcastle.
It's been a long time since Manchester United were clicking. We had to look up when was the last time we hit four. That was FA Cup fourth round against Yeovil Town, if you can remember.
Unbelievable.
I mean, that was this January. So our attack, we got it. They have the mojo. The mojo just hasn't been there.
Something's been missing, dude. Came out fit and fire. I mean, obviously, Yeovil Town's not great, very good.
Whoa, you're not a big Yeovil guy?
Yeovil Town,
you're not, like,
bro,
you don't
know
that many Yeovil
Town. Perennial champions of all things European. No, I mean, to be fair, this is a pretty shit Fulham. They were pretty bad. And
it was a pretty shit Crystal Palace,
it was,
sir.
Bro. It was a pretty shit Brighton. It's a pretty shit. Who else we got? But four goals.
Pretty shit Southampton.
Good goals,
yeah.
Too. You know, some of those are some good team goals. Rashford with two assists.
Oh, great.
Mata,
exactly.
Yeah. Young, dude, one out of four games. Mata's like a stunner. You know, he played a really good game, so a lot to be happy about.
Hey, let's jump into the lineup. Let's get into this game. Obviously, we're excited here, American Red Devils. It's been a while since we've got to get excited about
times,
a match here.
Tough times this fall.
Jose, the biggest Grinch at all of Manchester. Dave saves in net. Ashley Young, Jones, Smalling. Dalot gets the start. The number 20, he's turning into a legend already. How many games do you play, sir?
Dewey.
Mata, Torreira midfield, Rashford, Lingard, Mata, and Lukaku up top for the 4-2-3-1. And that's as easy as you like. A lot of players, a lot of pace, a lot of skill. That's exactly what we want to see in an attacking side at Old Trafford, sir.
I was a little surprised to see Jones and Smalling, especially after the great performance that Baye put in against Arsenal. But Mourinho, bro, is a fickle beast. And, you know, he sticks with his players the way he does. Mata still didn't get dropped. I thought he would. But Pogba certainly did.
There's a lot of matches coming up. We might see Baye playing against Valencia here. So
it's, could be.
I'd like to see this team at Liverpool, though. I did not mind this lineup. Again, Paul Pogba, the big drop. Hashtag Pog drop for those of you on Twitter. You know, he's like the 800-pound elephant in the room. 800-pound gorilla in the room, whatever you want to say. He just isn't making the starting 11. Clearly, there's a row with the manager, and he's world-class mate, right? Won the World Cup, and he doesn't feature for our side. It's kind of one of those things where it is a mystery. Lots of shots of him on the bench. I don't know.
Not looking super happy.
Yeah.
Not a lot of smiles coming from the bench, sir. I mean, he could have slotted in pretty well, I think, for Matic in this game.
Does he do a job in defense, though?
Sir, he doesn't bring a lot of intensity. I mean, I think that's the reason Mourinho's dropped him. Maybe that's a fuck you to Mourinho, saying I'm not going to run around for this guy. But at the end of the day, dude, he's wearing a Manchester United badge and a Manchester United kit. He's running around for the club, first and foremost, before the manager.
Do you think he should start, though? I mean, like, I believe if you pay the money.
Dude, we're paying £90 million for him. He should start. He won the World Cup. He was the only guy. He was the top of our players in the Ballon d'Or ranking. I know he was only 15th, but he's still Paul Pogba, bro. He should be playing in your team. And the fact that he's not, it means that something's going wrong.
The greatest Ballon d'Or.
Greatest Ballon d'Or,
the greatest balloon. They actually give out a gold balloon.
Yeah, here That's you how go. It Place 15.
At least the Ballon d'Or, sir.
Sir, my pronunciation is never a strength. And hey, a long weekend, sir.
It's all the passion. Either way, you pay the money for Paul Pogba, he should be playing in the starting 11. But then hindsight's 20/20. You look at how he played, and he wasn't in the side. So maybe he is the virus. We were talking about who is the virus that's being referred to at the club. It could be Paul Pogba. Maybe he's just skunked, and he just has an effect on players around him when he hits the pitch. Because we looked like we weren't feeling those ill effects. Clearly, a bad Fulham side.
It's a very poor
Let's
Fulham.
Caveat here.
It's
Let's
very poor Fulham.
Here.
But that being said, bro, it's not a great sign that you drop your most expensive player and you look better.
Sometimes it works, but let's jump in. First half, 13th minute. Where you been all my life? Ashley Young with a banger. It's been a while.
It's been a while, bro.
On the left-hand side of the pitch, Ashley Young cuts inside, makes a defender, and whew, a worldy of a hit past the keeper. I mean, vintage stuff from Ashley Young. Looks like he's, you know, gone back in time, sir. I haven't seen one of these from him in a while.
Sir, what an angle, too. I mean, like I said, not always consistent performer, but every once in a while he puts together a game and he had a hell of a game today. And that goal, maybe De Gea would have saved it. I don't know. But it was, dude, a hell of a shot and good early start to the game.
A proper banger. And one thing that we talk about while we're watching the game is we haven't seen many players score goals like that this year at Manchester United. In the last five seasons, we kind of relied on someone to just kind of pull one out, beat a man, and score a worldie of a goal. And that usually saved us. That's probably why we were second last season. You've seen Pogba do it. You've seen Lukaku do it last year. Ashley Young pulled it out this time around. But a lot of our goals are kind of sloppy, tap-ins. No one's really kind of beating a man and just hitting it like that. And it's great to see Ashley Young in form, hitting a good goal like that. Even though he can't cross.
He still can't cross. But it's good. You're right. Because we've seen a lot of, over the last couple of seasons, we've had a lot of like number nines that carry the torch, right? Whether it was before all of the manager turmoil, RVP, and then Zlatan, and then Lukaku had a good start last season, and then he kind of trailed off at the end of the season, and then we totally fell off the league, right? This is like, if he wasn't scoring goals, nobody was. Now, we actually had some good goals in this game, right? Obviously, Young started off good, but we had some good team goals, which have been a change.
Let's get to a 28th minute. Juan Mata, the number 8. Goal for Manchester United. Nice pass from Lukaku. Got to credit Lukaku with the assist, the hockey assist, as you say, the assist before the assist.
There you go.
Finds Rashford on the wing, lightning pace from him. He pulls it back. Mata, easy as you like.
Textbook.
Finishes it cool as the other side of the pillow, sir. FIFA-esque.
This Great goal, dude. It was like, that wasn't power. It was guided into the corner. It was enough to beat the goalkeeper. Dude, that's why you have Mata on the team. He can finish coolly. He doesn't sky it like some of our players do.
Yeah, my only criticism about Mata is he has it, he plays very well, but consistency. He can keep it up for five games and he's a bench,
him.
Right?
You got to drop him.
Right?
Isn't like that those, he's kind of like Rooney was, bro. You had to like drop him every like fifth, sixth game.
How many times has he done this where he plays like this, where like Mata has to start every game, and the Twitterverse is a light, and then you play him next game, it's like, Mata wasn't good.
You bench him next game.
Yeah.
And then you start him the next game.
You know, off and on. I think he should start at Liverpool. I like him and Lingard together with Rashford and Lukaku. Those four on the pitch seem like they need to be our attacking players at this moment, I would say.
Mata's a great passer. Lingard plays the good press, and then Rashford, Lingard, and Lukaku all have pace, right, which is what we need because you're playing Matic and Herrera. You're playing, you know, players that are going to be able to break up play in the midfield, but you need that speed for the counter.
Hey, you know, we scored two. I predicted 3-1. Let's get a third here. 42nd minute.
Sir.
Lukaku, the beast from A goal from a corner, Lingard is found on the edge of the box, who then finds Mata with a nice pass, who is slightly offside, pass across the box into Lukaku with the tap-in. Lukaku eating up those tap-ins.
Why not?
Every day. We'll haven't seen much from him other than tap-ins this year. But hey, Lukaku needs to, he needs to eat. He's a hungry striker. Feed the man.
He broke his goal drought with a non-tap-in, right? Nice little chip over the goalie. This is just a proper, nobody missing this tap-in. But hey, man, good play. Good for him to get the goal. He hasn't scored since March at home in the Premier League. Good for him to do. He's back up and running, bro. That's what we need.
His game has been off. We'll get to the reason why, at least self-proclaimed a little later in the pod. But Lukaku, I mean, he did have a few bad touches, and there were some other chances in the game he could have finished that didn't really come off for him. I just don't think he's in form, and maybe he has to deal with kind of the weight he put on to hit that kind of world-class form, that 27, 28 goals, 30 goals, 31, 32, 35, maybe 38 goals from Manchester United.
He's got to make the next step
up, right?
He's got to be like crazy on goals and not just have headers and tap-ins. But I think, dude, I think the team starts playing better attacking football. You get rid of a manager who doesn't know how to play that, put in someone who does. I think he'll come good, man. I think, like, he's still youngish for a striker in 26. He's got some years left. I think we just need to, like, play more dynamic, exciting football, and he'll come do. So he's a project.
Some might say he's not a dynamic attacking striker. Maybe he's a hoofball plan B. But, you know,
I think if you play the right way, you know, he can run into space pretty quickly, get in a pass, and also, like, beat a guy or two. But I think we just, like, we've been playing hoofball at him and expected him to just be like, all right, you're a big man. You're a target man. And then that's all we're doing. And I think he showed Everton that he can be the guy that runs into space like we've played with Rashford. So might be some management.
Yeah, but we one thing we haven't mentioned was the kid, Delo, coming through with some amazing crosses. I mean, the thing that I was most excited about during this game is the service Delo was providing and the fact that Lukaku will finally get good service if Delo continues to start.
Without a doubt.
And he will be scoring much more. And Josie's got to believe in the kid.
Dude, you know? No doubt, bro, because he's the real deal. I know a lot of people were like, I was getting heat on Instagram, bro, after I thought he had a good game, a relatively good game against Arsenal. Exposed some space, but like he showed a lot for a 19-year-old. Comes back, glad Mourinho put him on the side again, and then shined against a weaker Fulham team. But he was battling forward, bro. He put in more good crosses in a half than I think Valencia probably has in like four years.
Or Ashley Young, for that matter. I mean, it's just...
He knows how to cross. He's a great crosser, and you're right. He's going to... More service for Lukaku, who's good in the air, and he just hasn't gotten a lot of good service, to be honest.
Hey, we'll see how many... It'd be interesting if we pick how many goals we think Lukaku will score for the rest of the season. That'd be an interesting bet. Another good wager, sir, for the pod. Coming in at half, three, up three. Does Josie even speak to the boys? He just let them go out there? What do you think?
I don't know, sir. I don't even know if that... Is he speaking to the boys anymore?
I don't even know.
The rumors say he doesn't even talk to the players, right? He just says...
Kind of troubling.
Carry on. But I think, dude, a lot to be happy with. That was one of the best first halves we put together all season. Probably the best first half.
The best 45 minutes at the very least. Second half jumping in, 58th minute sub. Smalling comes up with an injury. And Marcus, you know, Rojo, Manchester's red Rojo, comes down on the line. Love to see Rojo, but I thought, hey, we're good to give up a penalty here because Marcus Rojo is on the pitch. He's probably going to give one up. Turns out to be Ander Herrera. The Spaniard in 67th minute penalty for Fulham. Herrera brings down Kamara in the box. He did get a touch on the ball, but got more of the man. Didn't look good. I believe Phil Jones was beat there. Then Kamara, interesting chin strap beard from Kamara. He converts the penalty versus De Gea. 3-1. There you go. I think I got my scoreline correct.
Did he do his undergraduate in New Jersey? Because he looks like some guy. He looks like boys we used to see in Jersey.
68th minute, red card for Fulham. Second yell to Andre Frank Zombo Anguissa for a bad foul on Marcus Rashford. So down to 10 men for Fulham. 3-1, not looking like they're going to come back. 73rd minute, sub Fred on for Lingard. Great to see Fred come on. He actually injected some pace into the middle of the field. We're kind of getting a little tired. Up three, you know, up two goals. Not really hungry for the last one. But you know who was hungry, sir?
To the kid.
Kids Marcus Rashford, 82nd minute. This is unbelievable. He's on the left-hand side, two defenders on him, takes on a man, and just whips in a hard shot. The movement beat the keeper at the near post. Shouldn't have scored from there. Terrible goalkeeping from the Fulham keeper, but Rashford gets his goal. That's 4 assists and 1 goal, I think, in the last 3 or 4 matches for Marcus Rashford. Red hot Rashford getting it done.
Unbelievable stuff, bro. That's what he needs. Just, like, have a go. Why not? You know, you're up 2 goals. The goalkeeper might be off his line. Just whip in a shot and see what happens. And he beat him. And that boy's got some whip on his shots, huh? Like, Cristiano Ronaldo still got some whip.
He had an amazing free kick as well that probably should have scored. It was a deflection, though. But the pace that he gets on the ball reminds me of Ronaldo. And the fact he's that young is incredible. And so, do not let that man go to Real Madrid. That's all I got to say to Eddie Woodward.
Send Mourinho to Real Madrid.
Yeah, I think we might. It's getting about that time of the pod. We should talk about that now. 84th minute sub, McTominay on for Rashford. McTominay had an open header from a Dalot cross. Should have converted that for his first goal for the first team. Did not hit it right at the Fulham keeper. And that is pretty much all she wrote for Manchester United versus Fulham at home. 4-1. I mean, amazing stuff. Looking at the stats, United 63% of the ball. Typical Mourinho football right there.
Not so much.
Shots on target 11-4. So a bad, bad Fulham side under Ranieri, who just came in, and we smoked him at home.
Hey.
And, you know, when we're playing Southampton, playing Crystal Palace, we did not look that good. So either Fulham is that bad,
which they are. Bottom of the very bottom.
So, I mean, the points at the bottom are, you know, they're pretty close.
It's true.
You know, Crystal Palace looked like they could have beat us at home.
Definitely.
Right? Southampton probably should have beat us away. They have Fulham, and we smoke them. So is Fulham that bad, or are we getting better? What do you think?
Fulham's dreadful. They're a terrible team at the moment. But we played a good game. You know, we actually, like, everybody was hustling around. We played the high press well. We made the most of our chances. We finished. What was not to like? I mean, was there any salty Mourinho after the game? There must have been a little salty Mourinho.
We'll get into that shortly, sir. But this was a first 3 points in the league since early November, and ensured United climbs to 6th place. You hear
wow.
that? 8 points off top four with Chelsea and Arsenal tied at 34 and us at 26. And just a shout out to Chelsea, who we know is fucking hello.
Making racism yeah. great again.
I mean, yeah, tough stuff for Chelsea. Chelsea wins and loses at the same time with those articles in the press. For those who don't know what we're referring to, Chelsea fans were shouting racial comments at Raheem Sterling during the match, but they did pip City, and now Liverpool's atop the table, which is our worst nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Either way, I think everyone can agree that smacking Pep Guardiola is...
So it's still fun to watch.
It's still fun to watch.
He just, like, gets so ruffled. He just, like...
I watched their post-game presser for that reason. Just to watch Guardiola.
I mean...
He's just like, you know, it's like everyone's asking. He's just so dramatic. I just love watching Pep when he's angry.
It's not a corner. It's not a corner. Just like, all right,
bro.
The
boys play wonderful. If they don't play wonderful, I will tell you.
They didn't create much, actually. Like, Chelsea, like, whatever they're doing, that's how you beat City.
Yeah, it wasn't sorry ball. We were getting into that on the text thread with our Chelsea friend. Jose Mourinho recorded his 50th Premier League victory as Manchester United manager in what was his 92nd game in charge of Manchester United. Unbelievable.
There you go. And Fulham have now conceded 20 consecutive top-flight games, have now conceded in 20 consecutive top-flight games, which is their longest run ever without a clean sheet in the top tier of English football. So not great from Fulham. Not a great Fulham team.
Who cares?
Take the win. 3 points, baby. 4 goals. Love it.
Jose Mourinho comments after the match, quote, "The first half was really good. We gave no chances to Fulham. We were strong, aggressive, and intense. At moments, it was beautiful. Collective football. The first half was perfect." Is that Jose Mourinho footballing philosophy right there? Beautiful collective football? Is that it? Yeah.
Beautiful. Positive. Positive management.
I would say defensive, like powerful, Mourinho. Negative football would be more Jose's motto. But
certainly
hey.
His reputation, sir. But hey, whatever it was, it looked like... We were certainly playing football the Busby way.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, I don't think that's his intention, but he might be having to lean on these players to play that way in order to, you know, gain some favor back with the board. But I do think he's probably departing from Madrid. Next quote from the greatest Grinch in all of Manchester. Quote, "When there is solidarity in the team, everyone giving their maximum, you attract more positive things."
Shots
quote,
fired. Who's not giving their maximum? I think it's pretty obvious.
This is a shot at Paul Pogba right here. So Mourinho, great win. He's still going to take a shot. He does stiff jab to Paul Pogba. Then he also mentioned in the press conference that Paul will be starting against Valencia, and he hopes that he can take this opportunity to show everyone how great of a player he is. So he's basically talking to Paul Pogba through the press, and something tells me that Paul Pogba isn't really doesn't really care for that. Something tells me that it actually makes him more mad, and he probably might just play even worse at Valencia because he's telling him he's starting it through the press.
I think he hates being dropped. I mean, you can see that in his face. And he's starting with the kids, right? Because I think we're going to see a mishmash of players that haven't been featuring, like a Piera. But hey, bro, he does have a tendency to get up for Champions League games. So,
do you think Paul Pogba is going to walk into that game and be like, I need to prove that I'm worth it here at Manchester United? Or you think he's going to walk into that game being like, I hate this place, I hate this team, and I hate this manager? I mean, because he doesn't seem like his ego is really checkable, right? As much as you think that someone like Paul Pogba should turn this around and realize the team is playing well without him and that he needs to, I mean, clearly it's Fulham, but he should try really hard at Valencia to prove to his manager that it's all about the football, not about the row. I just don't think he's going to be the bigger man here.
I don't think so either, but a bigger man would step up in the situation. You know, first time United scored 4 goals since the mighty Yeovil Town. So
that's the mighty Yeovil Town.
The mighty Yeovil Town, you know, the minnows of Yeovil. But they scored 4 goals and he wasn't in the team. It definitely says something about him. So if like he's a proper player that's going to win the Ballon d'Or one day, he's going to step up and like try and beat the shit out of Valencia. But I think you're probably right. He's probably going to be like, whatever.
Everyone gunning for that gold balloon. All right, next quote from Jose Mourinho. Quote, walking to the press box is pretty funny. He goes, he's looking for water. There's no water on the table. He goes, are we saving money? No water? Are we saving money for January? I laughed this pretty hard. I thought, you know, something for Mourinho, he might have one foot out the door, but he's actually kind of kidding about how the club needs to spend. And I'm in that camp. So might not be in the Mourinho in camp, but I'm in the camp that the club needs to spend those bills. And if Jose wants them to spend bills, that's a good sign. We talked about last spot. Do you trust him with the money? Do you even think he's in the room talking about Koulibaly? What do you think here? Is he alluding to something? He's taking shots.
Sir, I'm agreeing with you. We've got to be spending that bills, bro. Mourinho out.
How much in January? Out. How much is Manchester United going to spend?
Depends on
January?
Who's available, bro. Depends on who's available and who we.
I mean, we're in for a £90 million defender, right? And
I take two
more
defenders.
Than that?
I take two defenders.
More than you think we're going to get two defenders?
No, I don't think so. I think we're going to buy one player. I think we're going to buy like one very very expensive center back, and that's probably it.
Ozil's up for grabs. Now, if Jose's in the mix, Ozil might come in, and I don't necessarily think
Ozil?
I need another virus at this club, and we got Sanchez. I mean, this is like we're cursed because RVP worked out so well, right? Arsenal's going to offload all their prima donnas on us.
Yeah, right. All their expensive players that want a huge contract come to United. I don't know, sir. I think I would be happy with a center back that's really, really good. But I don't think he's going to have very much say at this point. I think we know the writing's on the wall. He's going to be out of here. Probably going to go to Real Madrid because they have no memory beyond a year, it seems like. They don't remember when he had a giant blow up. But I think they think, hey, he's got an ego.
He's a big name. What about top four? If he makes top four, is he staying or leaving?
With us?
Yeah. I mean, if he makes top four, I don't think he'll be fired. I mean, unfortunately, I'm not a Mourinho in camp, but it's all in the contract. He's cheap to fire. If he makes it, he's not. And I think it's probably, what are the odds making top four? Maybe 15, 20, 20%, I would
maybe 20%
think.
20% based on the way this team's playing, say 1 out of 5.
Hey, after Fulham, dude, we're going to win the Champions League. All right.
No, bro, let's roll.
Jumping into our American Red Devils reaction, our headlines here. We're going to send these to the Daily Mail so they can print them. No Pogba, no problem.
There you go, bro. I am available if the Daily Mail needs a moonlighter. Great with the titles.
And then Delo, the truth. I mean, the number 20 the kid is on. If I could stomach that Chevrolet symbol on that jersey, I'd buy one. But, hey, I can't, so I'll have to wait till 2021 to don the famous Delo shirt, hopefully.
I'll tell you what, bro. Based on the way things are going recently, all the logos only get worse. You're like, I wish I bought a Chevy logo. Next one's going to find a way.
All right. Can we kick on? I mean, it's Fulham, so let's not get too excited. That's kind of what
I'm just saying. Can we?
We can, but knowing Mourinho's tendency to change the side up, to no end, at least recently. I do not think we can. We'll see. I'm not going to get my
what's
hopes
Twitter,
up
what's
on
Twitter. Gotta say? What's Twitter thing?
Check it with the Twitterverse from @Chrisu_ManUnited, replying to USA Red Devils, which is our Twitter handle. Sir, 20 times Man United, playing football the Bubsby way. Ugh, I can't believe my eyes. And we are in complete agreement here. unreal stuff watching Mitch Schneid play football like that, putting four past a shit side at home. What do you think?
With Mourinho. I mean, that's, I think that's the ugh, right? Christoph, it's like, you almost can't believe that we played like that. I mean, I know that it is Fulham. We actually put together a nice game. It's fun to watch at times, right? Like, first half was, like, genuinely exciting to watch.
Like, we were surprised. We were like, we usually get up at 7 a.m. and just complain and dread and just, like, lament.
I love scoring goals at home, bro. Nothing better. A couple bangers, a couple good team goals. It was great stuff.
Yeah, I wore my jersey the whole day. I didn't take it off after the game.
I love it. Wearing proud, baby.
Next tweet, at Devils of United. Manchester United have now made 50 changes to their starting lineups in the Premier League this season, more than any side. Shocking stat. I mean, this is kind of the leading indicator of a team in turmoil. And hopefully with that Fulham side, we found some stability, some backbone. Lingard, Mata, Rashford, Lukaku, right? I mean,
it's a good combo of, like, pace, passing, shooting, dribble. I mean, it's like actually kind of like a nice mishmash of, you know, speed and size. So who knows, bro? I think you, like, Matic could be dropped and put in Pogba, but you might see a lot more of that team if we keep winning.
All right, it wouldn't be a pod without Pog drama. Ian Holloway, quote, not in a million years would Pogba wear a midfield shirt in my book. He thinks he's brilliant. Sir Alex isn't going to be wrong about someone's character. Why did they bring him back? I don't understand. Hashtag MUFC. If you watch him on the bench and you look at what he's been up to with his agent and the rumors and the row with the manager, Fergie was right, right? At the end of the day, he's got the talent, but he wouldn't start in a Fergie side, right?
I mean, probably not. You could see why Fergie wasn't willing to fight for him, right? The prospect with all the talent in the world, and Fergie was like, yeah, let him go. Dude, yeah, I mean, he had an incontrollable ego at the age of 18. Now he's won the World Cup. He gets paid absolute bank, one of the most marketable players in the world. I don't know, bro. He's like, he probably wouldn't have made it in a Fergie team.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, Sir Alex, the team came first. Darren Fletcher gave a great interview on Sky, going through tweets for about 26 minutes. You can see it on YouTube. I think we tweeted it out. But he was talking about how when he was playing, he didn't care about what anyone thought. He didn't care about the press, the fans, anything. He only cared about Sir Alex, what Sir Alex thought of his performance. And that boils it down. You know, we missed that figure at Old Trafford. Maybe Sir Alex could put Pogba in his place. I mean, he put Ronaldo in his place for a little bit, and I think he commanded that respect. And Mourinho, in the new generation of footballers, I think he goes too hard to the hoop with these guys. He's kind of got to let the leash off a little bit with the social media, but I'm sure he rolls with an iron fist, and with Pogba, that does not fly. And so something's got to give. I'm a Pogba fan, so to see this issue in our team is not good. I ultimately think that if you had a good manager, you'd be getting the best out of your 89 million pound signing, right? So some of it falls on Mourinho here. I do think he'll leave. And I just, what are the chances it bleeds into the next manager?
I don't think it will. Because I think, unfortunately, I think the board is going to know that they get to pick a coach that's going to get along with your star player, which isn't a really good sign. I don't think that's like the tail wagging the dog. But that's just the way it's gone. And, you know, it's like Mourinho and Pogba have gotten to such a bad place that it's impacting the team. It's impacting Pogba's performance. He won't even run around, which doesn't speak well for him as a player and as an individual. But at the end of the day, Mourinho is not winning on the field, so you got to get rid of him anyway.
Hey, a little more Pog drama here. Daley Blind, ex-Manchester United player, I'm not going to say he's a legend per se. quote, Pogba wants to shake off opponents by showing them his strength, a double shoulder push before he turns with the ball. In the Premier League, all of his opponents are equally strong physically. He just can't do it. Make him pass the ball direct and simple. This is per the Daily Mail. I actually think this gets at part of the problem is he's not willing to do a job for the team. We've seen it in our own third of the field. Pogba try to do these Rabonas and tricks and stuff like that and lose possession that leads to a direct goal threat. It's not Sunday League, son. You're playing at Manchester United. You're getting paid millions of pounds. Like, you got to clean up your game a little bit, a little more simple, a little more clinical. Do a job for the team. Make the team better. But that's kind of the Darren Fletcher mentality where he would do anything for the team, sacrifice, showing his skill going forward to do a job, be a role. Be a role player. And Pogba, when Mourinho asks him to do it, he kind of rebels. And that's probably at the heart of the row.
It's all about Pogba, bro. It's the Pogba show. So he wants to win, I think, but I think he wants to win for him first, team second.
Next tweet, at Rashford101, directly contributed to 5 goals in his last Premier League appearance, last 3 Premier League appearances, 1 goal, 4 assists. Red hot Rashford, unreal from the kid, shows up to work day in, day out, doesn't matter the coach, tries his hardest, and he just never says die. Even when he has bad finishing, keeps going. His hunger is insatiable. Amazing from the youngster.
I think Alan Shearer was actually talking about this. The fact that, like, he's had a lot of good chances in the last 6 months, and he just keeps pushing on, and it doesn't seem to affect him. You know, like, his finishing hasn't necessarily gotten better. It's still spotty. It's still kind of spotty for a player of his age.
Composure as well, right?
He needs more of that, but his resiliency to keep pressing on shows that he's got a pretty strong mind, which is good to see in a player his age with his potential, that like he just has to keep pushing, and eventually it's going to come due, bro. And the assists, man, are huge, right? He's a great dribbler, good at finding open space, and if he can find that pass, that's huge for us.
He exploits the vulnerabilities of the back line of any opponent, and that's what we want. Attack, stretch them, get in behind, ask questions, make a pass, get a goal. Marcus Rashford, great to see him in Fuego. Probably the top player I think we could root for being in form, next to maybe Phil Jones or someone like this. next match, we are playing Valencia away at the Mestalla Stadium in Valencia on December 12th. 12 noon, so easy kickoff for the West Coast here. United will progress the knockout stage of the Champions League. That's right, we are bang on confirmed, qualified. But if we win this game by more than 2 and Juventus draw or lose, we win the group. So you're saying there's a chance we can win the group?
Never know.
Ironically, we are actually probably rooting that we do not win the group, mainly because me and Alex are going to the Fulham match away at Craven Cottage, and the draw happens to be that Manchester United might play a Champions League game that Tuesday or Wednesday, and we might extend the trip so we can go to Old Trafford to watch it. Champions League game under the lights.
Fingers crossed.
And if we come in second, then we have to play at home in the first leg. So we're kind of biased here.
Sir,
so,
we'll see who we get, bro. I mean, I would be down for a quick flight somewhere if it's worth it.
Yeah, that is also true. So either way, me and Alex are kind of like thinking about extending the trip, maybe watch some European football.
See the manager is by then, sir. It might still be Mourinho.
Probably. This will be the 8th Champions League meetup between the two clubs, and United have never previously lost to the La Liga outfit. 2 wins and 5 draws. Juan Mata used to play there. Gary Neville managed there, was fired.
Didn't go well
at all. He couldn't speak Spanish. He was like,
that's an issue. You should have like Google where it is first.
Muy fuerte.
Mas fuerte. No, they're all going to speak English, of course. It's La Liga.
Valencia have only won 1 of the previous 4 games. So Valencia kind of in the doghouse right now. Should be an easy game. Will Jose play some youngsters?
Hope so.
What do you think? I mean, we're qualified. Are we going for winning the group? Are we thinking? Most people think Juventus are going to beat Young Boys, so maybe play McTominay. Maybe play a Piera.
It's out of our hands, right? If we're going to finish top of the group. I think you play some kids that need some minutes, right? Piera needs to play. Baye needs to play. If Dalot's up for it, I give him another game, because why not, bro?
Rojo as well.
Rojo is a good player to play.
I think you need Dalot at Liverpool.
You do. You probably do now with the cross. And you probably need him like fully rested, because he's going to be playing against Salah. So
I can only imagine the type of side Jose names for Liverpool. I mean, we'll get into that in the next pod.
But it's going to be like Matic, Fellaini, Herrera.
As well as we played at Fulham, and not to get into the Mourinho drama here on the spot too much, if he lines up some shit side and we get smoked at with Liverpool,
he's going to play so defensively. He'll play 5 of the back with Fellaini and Matic playing like CDM, and you know, and Fred playing as attacker.
I don't know. I think that game, even more than the City game, you know, if we lose that game in some sort of fashion and Klopp is hugging the keeper in the middle of the pitch after a goal, I think that's make or break. United fans might break on this manager completely.
Especially if they roll us.
Yeah.
If they roll us at home and we just have to listen to that goddamn stadium.
Not to look at the glass being half empty. I'm saying we could beat them, but, you know, it's just we got to beat him. It's a must win.
Pogba starting your game? I can't wait to that preview game. Yeah.
Well, we will get into that on the next pod.
Next week.
Injuries, let's look at them. We got a few here. Chris Smalling, he's got a muscle injury. No return date. Anthony Martial came from France with a hamstring injury. Looking like he might come back December 16th. Eric Bailly, he's been out. Muscle fatigue, he's back the 12th, so he could feature. For the Valencia match. Luke Shaw's a knock. He's out. Sanchez long term. And then Victor Lindelof, the Iceman, hasn't really shown too much of Manchester United, but he is out till later in December, December 22nd. So hoping everyone a speedy recovery here, but thinking of those injuries, what type of lineup at Valencia, who do you think is going to feature in your formation, sir?
I'm thinking formation's going to find itself. Let me see. I think Romero's going to get the start. I think you're going to see De Gea get dropped, get some minutes on the bench because you basically confirmed you're making it to the next round, and De Gea could probably use a little rest before we play Liverpool on the weekend. But I think you're going to see a return to Delo. I think he's going to want to play him. And I think you're going to see Rojo and Jones as your center back starting. Poor Bai can't get some minutes. I think Ashley Young, better or worse, is returning his left back. And then I think you're going to see a midfield of Herrera, Pogba, Piera. Actually, I'm going to drop Herrera for Fred. Piera, Pogba, Fred, and then Lukaku, Lingard, Rashford.
So many more changes for this Manchester United side. You're going to play
4-3-3.
Some youngsters, some new players. I mean, you got Dave Saves. You got to play him. Number one, world number one. He's not going to do that much work. Valencia, you know, away. Dave Saves, number one in net. I'm going to say Delo. I'm going to say Bai, Rojo, Young. I'm going to go with a Fellaini, Herrera, Fred. I'm going to say Rashford gets it. Ooh, Lukaku and Juan Mata. That is kind of doing nice. The 4-3-3 as well. Some changes in there, trying to mix up the midfield. Rest, I think you got to play the same side we played against Fulham, against Liverpool. I think you're trying to rest some of those key players in that lineup.
I agree.
Score prediction, what do you think? But before we get into that, we're going to break down the odds, check in with the book. Interesting enough, Valencia are favorites here, obviously at home, plus 155. United coming in second here, plus 192. So
plus 192, bro. It's not bad.
I mean, that's some easy money to make on United. You're getting two times your money away at Valencia. Valencia's not in form.
We're not great these days. Neither are we.
But you're feeling real frisky. You got the draw for plus 254. So that in mind, your score prediction.
I'm calling the draw. 1-1, sir.
1-1. You're calling the draw. You're going to bet that plus 250.
Yeah. I might have to.
I'm going United 2-1 away, a win. Fred's going to get a goal here. Easy as you like. Why not?
I love a win. Need a win.
United in the news. Manchester United striker Romelu Lukaku. I had to lose muscle after the World Cup per ESPN. And so he kind of went on. He was quoted in the Premier League, "I cannot play with the same amount of muscle as international football." That was something that when I came back, I knew straight away. Nah. I cannot play in this style like this. So referring to, he got too yoked for international football. Apparently, he has different workout regimens for that. I don't know. I think this is kind of an excuse.
He did bulk up. He did noticeably bulk up in the last 6 months.
He looks like fat Lukaku now. Showing photos of him being like chubby.
I'm sure if you looked at that shirt,
he looked more lean last year.
He did. Everton days.
Yeah, so if you want to call that bulking up or whatever, I call it a few too many fish and chips, mate. He says, quote, "I had to lose muscle, basically. So you just stay out of the gym, drink a lot of water, and eat a lot of veg and fish. It helps." So either way, I'm trying to point the finger at why he's out of form here, I think, right?
I mean, this is explaining a lot. Like, dude, people are on him about his weight. People are on him about his size. I don't think he looks heavy. I think he looks bigger, like he bulked up. But this could make sense, right?
It's bulk comes with weight, right?
Yeah, you think he's fat, bro? You think his body fat percentage is above 8?
Have you seen the Twitter photos?
I saw a stupid photo of him that's, like, contorted and his shirt is blown up.
He looks pretty, like, he looks bigger than he did last year.
But he's not, like, Rooney fat.
He's
not, like, fat. He just
he's
got
not
bigger.
Sigs and... Sigs and beers and VW
Beetles. I don't
think
he's a lot of fish and chips, bro. I don't think he's a lot of like fried food.
No, I don't think so either. But either way, Lukaku, a lot of questions. I think this is excuses. I don't care for them, Lukaku. Don't even give the interview if I'm your PR agent. Next article, Napoli set £90 million. Calabali. Wow, I'm getting good at pronouncing that name.
You might have to, sir.
Value amid these transfer rumors. £90 million. I mean, come on. You got to take that offer, Napoli. I don't even know if this is actually out there. It's an obscene amount of money. If United's throwing this around, that makes me happy, actually, because I'm like...
It's according to the Duncan Castles, bro, which... You know, he's been hit and miss, but...
Sunday Times, mate.
Sunday Times, dude. This is his priority. This is who Mourinho wants. he's not old. He's not young, but he is a, he's a stud. He's 27. He's basically like you buy some guy that's going to hopefully be one of the best in the league. He better be for 90
he's a
million,
unit.
Bro.
He's like
he's enormous. He's 6'5" and
perfect
like,
for the EPL. Exactly.
Looks like a refrigerator. Yeah. Like I would I wouldn't want to go against him, bro, one on one.
Next article, Manchester United set to sign French wonder kid Noam Ermeran in January after beating PSG in the race for the Amiens teenager. Apparently, he's opted to join United despite interest from other European giants. It said that PSG, Juventus, Barcelona, and Valencia are interested. He's 16 years old. He models his style on Manchester City winger Leroy Sané, if you're looking for a comp. I mean, it's going to be a lot of money, $1.8 million.
16-year-old.
16-year-old.
It's not a small change.
I mean, like, when you get into this level of, you know, it's like the Odegaard. Right,
it's real signings,
right,
though. It's right. Real signings. I know he's 16.
You know what I'm saying? It's like you start getting these, like, Chong. We signed him. Great. Like, we got still two more years.
You gotta wait. You gotta keep waiting. I think
put him back in the oven. He needs another few years,
this
right?
Is,
this is like.
This is some dough, bro. We just bought some dough.
Yeah, there you go.
Some dough that you gotta put in the oven.
It's gonna take
the
a
oven
while.
Is called United Academy System, right?
Hey, you know, we will see. It's not confirmed, but I mean, I'll watch some highlight reels of him. Hopefully.
But I like these type of signings are good, bro. It's like we should be investing in youth. You should be trying to nick 16-year-olds that, like, you know, are at like a tier
Sancho.
Two.
I mean,
he's fucking legit, bro.
Yeah,
he's probably better. He's probably better.
Yeah.
He's better than Pulisic.
Yeah, he took his spot pretty much. Basically, right. Paul Pogba and Jose Mourinho rift leaves Manchester United chief Ed Woodward with major decision per Duncan Castles. Apparently, the Old Trafford boss recently described Pogba as a virus. Common sense says United should part ways with a record signing. I don't think either of them are going to survive at this point.
That's a good point. I mean, Mourinho will probably go first, and depending on who you bring as a manager, he could easily follow him a year later.
Mourinho's going to be taking shots at Pogba in
the
press
from
Madrid. He'll be like,
from Real Madrid.
He'll be like, when I was there, he was no good. You know, like, just
bad
like,
attitude.
Slating him hard.
Can't wait for that, sir. Can't
yeah,
wait
the
that.
Greatest Grinch. He will still talk shit after he leaves
greatest
our club.
Grinch at all, Manchester.
Frankie from Fairfax, California, and the fan questions, is there one signing we can make in January that would turn our season around?
Good question, Frankie.
Is there one? Pulley's out there. Pulisic, Chelsea, Liverpool are the lead dogs.
I want
that fight. £70 million. Too much money for him.
He's coming. You know, it's too much. It's too much. He's coming to England for sure, but he's going to go to a big club because he's going to be super expensive.
It's not going to be good for U.S. soccer, unfortunately.
It's not. I don't want him to go to Chelsea. Definitely don't go to Liverpool.
It's better than going to Seattle Sounders, I'll tell you that much.
It certainly is, bro. Playing for United. But I think a Kabali with a new coach, you could turn the season around. We're not going to win the league, but like I think we could be fighting for the top four for sure. If you get like a commanding center back who's a complete shoe-in as a stud.
What happened to Boxhead? What happened to Harry Maguire, mate?
You 75 million for Slabhead or 90
like,
million for Kabali? I think
I like Harry Maguire. I think he's a good
75 million
he's quality slab. English.
It's a hell of a slab.
He's
that
the old English.
Head, that head is enormous, bro.
He's the old
it's
English.
It's like a goddamn medicine ball.
Take a page out of Sir Alex's book. You know, Kalibali looks like a baller. He's going to be like record signing. You know, but these record signings from these other leagues.
He's got a lot of shit record signings.
Aren't
bro.
Working out. I'd much rather pay quality money for like Van Dijk, great example, Liverpool. I don't like the club. They did some good business with that signing. Proven EPL defender.
$75 million, though. He wasn't cheap.
You know, you have plenty of tape from him playing against teams. They play against you. You get to see him twice a year. Why not take a shot on someone who knows the league, knows the physicality required at the back? I would say we should go for an English center back. Harry Maguire topping the list. And if, you know, I've been a good boy, and Christmas is going to be generous. This January is going to be generous to us. I want a right winger, sir. So that would be Pulisic, you know, anyone who could fill the job. Right now I'm thinking someone pacey coming from the EPL, ideally. Like, I was thinking Nathan Redmond. You were yelling at me about that.
Nathan
he looks
Redmond,
pretty
– he's not worth it.
Dude, he looked busy. He's busy quick.
Get Memphis back, bro.
He's cheap, right? Arnautovic? You want Arnautovic?
No,
someone...
Arnautovic is shit. But we get Memphis to buy back for £25 million.
Yeah.
That's... With a buyback. I would do that and a really bomb center back.
I would like to see the board and Ed Woodward be nimble in January. So I don't think it's one signing. I think if we could just make a few, build on more, you know, hey, we got to take our licks.
Sir, here's my prediction. We're getting Cole for Christmas, bro. Based on Mourinho, we're getting Cole, a shit ton of it.
Yeah, well, Mourinho's going to be fired then because he's going to be like yipping at the board all January.
Oh my God, it's going to be brutal.
You know, either way, we got to take our licks. Like, Sanchez didn't work out or hasn't yet. Like, the board's got to take that $500,000 a week just like on the chin, right? And you got to go back to, you got to just keep loading those bullets in that gun, keep firing, because City
is
like,
bro,
they are not fucking around. Liverpool right now, our rivals are like top of the table, and Manchester United is in all the press, on all the TV shows, everyone's saying, what can they do? I think the board need to come out with a statement saying, yo, we're ready to double down.
Dude, Nathan Redmond, the double down.
Not double down.
Double down, Charlie okay. Daniels. Like, who else is going to buy?
So Charlie Austin.
Austin. Who was that fucking guy who plays in Burnley, bro? The cut, Scottish one.
I'm talking about a cut rate English proven player whose pacey can play
Danny
on the right.
Danny Welbeck.
Right wing. Danny Welbeck's a left winger, sir. He doesn't
true.
Play on the right.
He can play on the right.
So what I'm saying is that who would you buy in the EP? Like, oh, I'd buy Mahrez. Oh, wait, City has him. Like, you know, oh, I'd buy, you know, like, oh, I'd buy Sterling. Oh, wait, City has him. Like, oh, I'd buy Salah. But you can't.
Him.
So who could you buy in the league that plays right wing that is like 30, 40 million that you could sign? And I think Redmond, you know, might not be pretty, but he'd do a job, you know. Who else?
I'd buy Depay, bro. I mean, he's not in the league, but I'd buy Depay.
I would. I mean, I don't know.
He's yoked. He should be good.
He played on the left at Manchester United, so
he
cut it on the right.
He also played under Van Gaal, and he can play on the right. I'm not sure it's his de facto, but he can.
Hey, we can dream. We can hope.
Cole, bro.
And write Santa. We're going to write Santa a lot of letters.
We're getting
lumps. We're going to write Santa Eddie Woodward.
Yeah, please, Eddie, please.
Either way, it's been a hell of a pod. You guys have been great. Thank you for downloading and listening. We want to give you guys shout-outs. All the top towns have been downloading for the last 7 days. San Francisco, our hometown, representing San Francisco, California. It's been chilly here lately, and I know chilly for us is around like 58 degrees. But shout-out to you guys. Thank you for listening, and keep cheering on Manchester United, sir.
Dude, number two, Branson keeping up the hot downloads, bro.
South Africa.
Appreciate it. Elmhurst, Illinois, number three. And what up to all our manks down in Hong Kong Central District. How you doing?
You were just there hanging out, having a few pints, watching Manchester United. You got to stay up late watch Manchester United in Hong Kong.
You're not fucking around if you're a United fan there.
They are hardcore fans down in Central District. Number five, New York. Next, Palo Alto, California. Seven, Barking, United Kingdom, mate.
Get up, Barking. Get up, lads.
Denver, Colorado. High altitude motherfuckers. San Diego, California. Get that sunshine. And Rialto, California, United States, rounding out the top 10. Thank you so much for the downloads, guys. Like we said, we're a small shop. Two fans giving you our honest opinion from the couch here in San Francisco, California.
4-1 victories are a lot more fun to break down than 0-0 draws.
We also have a Sun Frog shop, so you can support the pod by getting some gear. Get a mug. I think you just bought...
Stocking stuffers, bro. I got four siblings. They're all getting one.
Alex just got every sibling mug. That's
if they listen to the pod, they're going to be like, damn.
It's a
great,
nice,
great mug.
Nice mug. Some funny logos we got for you on the store. Anything you buy supports the pod, goes to us giving you this wonderful banter. And obviously, coming at you with our sticker giveaway. So if you're a fan of the pod and you want a free sticker, all you have to do is go to iTunes, leave a 5-star review or some type of good review, not a negative one. Take a screenshot at it. You can email us at AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com or you can DM us on Twitter @USAREDDevils and we will mail a sticker out to you. It's not too shabby. You can see some photos of the stickers on Twitter. And hey, that's it from us this week. We got a game coming up and we will get you a pod probably dropping Wednesday night. We're going to be breaking down the Valencia match and then previewing Liverpool. Now, when we talk Liverpool, this is big business, sir. This is like...
league leaders, bro. They're going to be league leaders when we go play them.
This is
a huge
big,
game.
This is a huge deal. We need
gotta
to spoil...
Gotta beat them.
We need to spoil their party just like we do with City last year. Now, what are the chances Paul Pogba starts? What do you think? Can he earn starting position?
Fitty, bro. I'm going to give it a fitty.
Does Valencia, how he plays at Valencia,
yeah,
is that
well,
how?
Without a doubt. If he runs around and takes Valencia seriously, puts in a shift, I think Mourinho starts him. If he does a whole lot of walking, he's going to do a whole lot of sitting.
I have to think that if we paid that money for Lukaku and Pogba, they got to start against Liverpool. And hey, we will be breaking it down. Lots more questions, lots more banter coming down. And as always, sir.
Kicking a blue.
Kicking a blue. Beckham, and Chelsea City.